Yes, this is WMFO Medford. You're listening to What's Happening. This is at WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Sunday from 5 to 6. And I am Mike.
And I am Aaron.
That's good.
And, on the mic.
Yes, we will have our guest in shortly. We have Susan and Margot from Berkeley Concert Series. And see you later, guys. And we will be having them shortly. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never, ever think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. That is a public service message from WMFO in Medved, Tufts Educational Radio. Very important. A lot of people getting out and celebrating. And
it's the spring, the summer.
Yeah.
Graduation.
And don't let it get out of hand. We want to see you back here next year. We want to hear you behind the mic here. We want to hear you as our guests and our listeners. What's going on with you, Aaron?
I've just been having a lot of great guests. We had great guests in last week.
Yes, yes. Rusted Bucket Band. Yes, I'm wearing their t-shirt right now.
And?
And we had Lily Black, who was becoming part of Porch Fest, and we had Dave Crespo with his band, and his band's becoming part of, I believe they're called Dead Air, coming part of
Porch
Fest.
Well, we never want Dead Air.
No, but we want them as a band.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to kick off our song that starts every show, and we'll have our guest up shortly.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way, breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage, until then here we remain with our strength ringing, singing ways. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Susan Scotty.
And I'm Margo Edwards.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. So, bringing us a lot of great music and what's happening.
Explain what you do and where you're at.
Well, we both work at Berklee College of Music, and I'm with the Concert Operations Department. I'm a marketing manager, so I handle promotions, marketing, and publicity for a lot of the ticketed shows at Berklee, at the Berklee Performance Center, the Red Room at Cafe 939, and just recently, the Boston Conservatory.
Oh, that's great. That's great. A lot of people don't know that Berklee runs a couple facilities like that, and they feature a lot of great music. That was one of the reasons we brought you on here, so you could enlighten our listeners.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. And I work in the media relations department at the college, so we send out news about what's going on at the college, including events, scholarships, initiatives. Obviously, the merger was huge news.
That's if people don't know, it's a school of is it contemporary music? A conservatory. Boston Conservatory is doing a merge with Berklee School of Music, and they're still going to function like two separate entities put together. That's how I understand it correctly.
Well, the official name now is the Boston Conservatory at Berklee.
Oh, okay.
So it's officially merged at this point, so we will be under one umbrella, under one
group. Okay, that's great.
But so Berklee College of Music retains its identity. So Berklee College of Music is a college of contemporary music.
Yeah.
And then the conservatory retains its identity.
Is the conservatory more toward one style of music than the other?
It's dance, it's musical theater.
Okay,
it's
so it's
classical.
A wide palette of different arts. Okay, that's great. That's great. I have a lot of friends that went through Berklee and great school.
And I've had many artists on my show who've gone to Berklee and also the conservatory. So, but what is your background that brought you to Berklee as far as music goes? I mean, was it interest? Was it going there? Was it, you know?
That's a good question. Right. I was just mentioning to Susan that when I was in college, I was in college radio. So that's where sort of my love of music.
Welcome back.
Came through.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you.
Always good to have a fellow DJ on the mic with us.
Right. And then I worked at a nightclub for a number of years, so continuing on with music there, doing talent buying and managing at the Middle East, and then doing indie band promo at a company called The Planetary Group for a number of years.
Oh, yeah, I recognize
that.
Yeah,
so that just led me to want to stay in music and work with music, and Berklee obviously
we're appreciative
of
it.
Do that.
Well, when you were growing up, and what brought you, what type of music did you enjoy, and when you were a DJ, well, actually you're always a DJ, what music style did you play?
As a DJ, mostly rock, but my husband gives me a hard time because I also had a jazz show, and he said, oh, you know nothing about
jazz. Oh, I love jazz. I love jazz. I play jazz.
So, you know, it was varied, but we, unlike, I know WMFO is freeform, so
yes,
you're playing all styles of music all the time, but the station I came from was more block format, so each time slot had was more genre specific. So I started with jazz and then moved into rock, which was more my style.
Is that like ERS's format? They have big blocks during the day? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Susan?
And my mother and my brothers are all very talented musicians, and so I grew up surrounded by that. Didn't really have the talent, I felt, but also worked in nightclubs and promoted shows all around Boston. I've always been a huge music fan. And then started working at Berklee in 2012, so it's kind of my background, is just being surrounded by music my whole life, luckily.
We're very lucky in Boston to have that.
Yes.
You know, so many talented artists who have gone to both schools and also just at the venues, the local venues, which is a big part of what we tout on this station. Also, at WMWM, where I also have a couple shows, and getting out and seeing the local artists. And because I always say, without people coming to see them, you're still a basement band, and you can't enjoy what's really out there and get to find something new. You know, I mean, you said you were doing jazz and you wanted to rock. I mean, you know, you can't have a transition unless you actually listen. And, you know, it's not always there's a cost at times, and then there's no cost at times, and they're both just as great.
I thought it was really important to have you both on. Me and Aaron last summer went to a seminar that had, was it Isotope?
Yes.
In Cambridge. It was put on by Angela Woods from WZLX and the people Isotope and some management groups, and it was discussing the landscape, the state of live music in the Boston area, where some clubs have left the scene because, you know, the cost of doing business per square foot, it's more attractive and probably profitable to have a, like, say, a restaurant that can turn that square footage over every hour versus to several hours a day. And we talked about what's been going on and, you know, how things have changed in the area. You know, I'm kind of old school. I go back to the 70s, and the club scene was different. And there were some clubs that were willing to develop talent and bring them along. And unfortunately, the cost of doing business is so high that being in a band, the question that's been brought to me in the last couple of years is not just how many people are coming, how's our bar going to do? And, you know, they're struggling to survive, and they're trying to find what works. You know, some will vary what they do on certain nights. Maybe they'll have a trivia night, and the weekend will be, loaded with, you know, musical acts. So having gone to those, and, you know, when I was getting the emails from both of you, I said, you know, it's good to come in, bring your perspective on what you're adding, that to let you know, people, that you are doing it, and there is these venues where you people can perform and enjoy music.
Absolutely, and they're not just at Berkeley, they're in Somerville, Cambridge, everywhere, 7 nights a week. There's great music, mind-blowing music, everywhere for little or no money, as you mentioned before. And it is really important for everybody to go out and support those bands and pay $5 or $8 or
a nominal fee. Yeah. Nominal fee, yes.
Yeah. A nominal fee, sorry about that. But we happen to have venues that do not serve alcohol, so that's a challenge, and in some ways, but on the other hand, it can make the listening experience that
better.
Much better, yes.
Because you're all there.
That's right.
Me and Aaron have talked about some of my musician friends where the attitude maybe in some cases is different, where a lot of people, I have friends have cover bands, and basically, unfortunately, we're looking at some of the younger people when they feel that the band is the backdrop to the event that they are in, where you have more of a finite listener that's really there to hear and support the music and the arts, you know? One question I wanted to throw out to you, it was brought up at this seminar, was, do you have interaction with the art council of any of these towns or cities that you're in, and do you get any support from them? One complaint was is that they really heavily favor some of the arts, like, you know, some of the theater and some of the, you know, museums and stuff like that, stuff that has a lot of long-term culture, but they don't interact a lot with the, let's say, maybe the rock or the folk or the blues or the jazz community. I wonder if I could get your input on that.
I personally don't have a lot of interaction, but I do see some great initiatives from the mayor's office that I've been, you know, reading about, and happy to see that be a focus of their office, the arts, in a way that I feel like hasn't been in previous administrations. So that's promising, but I do agree that on a, you know, a smaller local venue level, I don't think there's a whole lot of support or grants or things like that maybe other countries do.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of just a shame.
One of the reasons that was brought up is that that one point was made. It's like a lot of people might travel from, you know, New England to come to, like, say, something at the Wang Center or whatever the bigger performance art places are now in the Boston area, whether they be this, I think the Contemporary, was it in Cambridge? They have two theaters. I can't remember. But anyways, they have a couple theaters there. But people actually will travel to support, you know, like something at like maybe the Middle East or Berkeley or something like that. And they feel that the city has kind of sidestepped that, that is actually bringing money into the, because those people will go out, they'll have hotels, they'll use cab services, they'll eat at restaurants, they'll use the parking facilities. And we're all hoping it somehow that they can be made aware that we are part of that equation too, you know?
Well, and I think the city has some involvement with the Berkeley Beantown Jazz Festival, but I'm not sure to what extent. I know that this festival gets a grant from the NEA that helps fund the theme for the festival for that year. But as far as, right, on a more local level, I'm not sure.
Do you have any outside support, like national or local agencies, like say if there's a jazz society or something that would interact with you guys, or a blues society or anything like that, or a folk society, or...
Really aware of that, but maybe there is. That's not the area that I'm working in.
Right. Maybe here and there we'll do partnerships in a small way, but nothing really consistently, I would say, that I can think
of. Yeah. I'm just wondering, you know, what interaction, you know, there seems to be when you look at the you know, the broad scope of palette of different things that are out there and agencies or whatever. I wonder how they interact with them, or do they end up being like little isolated little things that only basically support their own, you know, their own organization. And I wonder how the interaction, how we could make people interact and make this a more vibrant music scene where we're coming across, like, say, financial difficulties to keep clubs and going and stuff like that.
Although I will say, I know there's always a concern about, oh, there's clubs closed, there's always venues closing, but there are always new venues opening up.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a balance there, and it's just sort of cyclical in nature.
What is your obviously you have the Berkeley organization and there are places where they play. When you deal with people that are not in that, do you find a different experience with those? Like say, if you did something in another club, or that's something that doesn't happen often.
You mean as far as Berkeley bringing music to other clubs?
Yes. Or artists, or.
I mean, I know there's plenty of Berkeley students playing all around the city, and you know, they're getting great experiences playing at those venues and doing things like that. We don't necessarily go into outside venues too often, at least, you know, some of the smaller local ones.
Except for Berkeley Summer in the City.
Yes.
Berkeley presents student and recent alumni artists all over Boston, like 300 plus concerts.
Yeah.
When does that begin?
It's actually already started.
Is it
and
on?
And they're all free. They're all outdoor, mostly outdoor concerts, and just at so many different venues. They're at Castle Island. They're at Summer Street. They're at Kendall Square, Boston Public Market. And a lot of these concerts are either lunchtime concerts, so, you know, people are out having lunch in, you know, the Boston Public Market, they can go see some free live music and amazing talent from Berkeley students. They're at Prudential Square, Prudential Center, Boston Public Library, so it's pretty amazing.
Is there a place on a specific site to find out this calendar?
Yes, so berkeley.edu/events/summer.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
And then it just has a list of, like, all of the different venues, and then you can sort of explore it from there, because there's so many concerts, I just couldn't even talk about all of them.
Well, the great part of that is Boston being a walking city, and we have so many people coming in and out of Boston,
right,
that they're going to be able to experience our culture and our music without even knowing that they're actually doing that. And even with now the branching out of many of the artists starting these porch fests, which
those
gives,
really,
you know, for little to no fee, to go out and practice their music and share it and, you know, gaining fans, just practicing and learning on your own and with other musicians. I think that's a great way to do it beyond, you know, taking it from the educational side, learning, and even at all the venues that you have and the events that are going to go on, and bringing it even further out. So Boston, you know, because most people see Boston as the state of Massachusetts. That's when you talk to somebody. And I'm seeing that's what's going on.
I think Porch Fest is an incredible initiative, and I'm seeing other towns starting to do that.
JP, I think, is doing it now, Worcester. Yeah.
And I'm glad that they're allowing it without a lot of red tape, it seems. And it really brings the community together, and people just have a great time. And it's such a wide variety of music. It's really fun. Yeah.
I think a lot of people hoping when we were going to that seminar that basically we'd have something like the South by Southwest, you know, and the whole city is promoting that, and hopefully maybe these type of things can be all put into like one pot and be promoted, you know, in that type of way. And I guess you brought some really great music in for us today too.
We did. We brought music in from some of the artists that are coming up at Berklee. The first concert that I'll talk about is Lucinda Williams, who is coming up this week on the 10th at the Berklee Performance Center. And believe it or not, there's still some tickets available for that. And Lucinda just released a beautiful album called The Ghosts of Highway 20. And I believe you're going to spin
that track.
Yes, exactly. The title track.
So we'll be back in a moment. Enjoy.
Secrets still buried deep, rooting and restless neath the cracked concrete. If you were from here, you would feel me to the death along with the ghosts of Howard Tune. I went through hell when I was younger, deep in the hunger to find the strength I got within me to wrestle with the ghost of Highway 20. Been 60 years, I don't want for nothing, but my tears, they keep on coming, and my fears continue. The back of my hand, same with the stations, only FM bands, phones and truck stops and fireworks. I come back feeling, no doubt about it, I And that's okay. To all the ghosts along Howard 20, run down motels, fade and bills, used cars to sell, the rusty junkyards, this two-lane blacktop will never let me let go. Goes along Highway 20, and I have seen the signs of we're closing in on the final days, but I got nothing to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Same with the stations on the afternoons, phones and truck stops, and fireworks and more. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Every question and every breath, every exit leaves a little death in this way, and a memory that will wander with the ghost of how it turned. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band, phones and truck stops. I know this road like the back of my hand, and I have seen the signs of sight. We're closing in on the final days, but I got nothing left to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Yeah, my saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Yeah, my saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20.
of mine. She sleeps beneath the brine, and all the sound, the tick, the way, click of her heart against my spine. Now the dark is nigh, and she lays here at my side. But like a steady squall, her arms they fall, and her legs they grasp me tight. In your phone. Black as night, cold.
the rhyme.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Margot.
And you are from?
From Berklee College of Music.
So, just played a couple great tracks from some upcoming artists who are going to be performing locally.
Yes, the first was from Lucinda Williams, who will be at the Berklee Performance Center on the 10th. That's this Wednesday. And again, tickets are still available for that at berklee.edu/BPC. And the second band you played is called The Family Crest, and they are playing at the Red Room at Cafe 939. That's one of our smaller venues on May 11th at 8 p.m., and there's also tickets available. That's a band out of San Francisco, very talented band made up of seven musicians, and that'll be a great show. Gentle Temper is opening for them.
Got a question. When you have these artists come in from out of state, do they have an opportunity to see Berklee?
If they plan accordingly.
You know, because I think that would be really cool. They're coming from a different place. Have them see what's going on here. Maybe they'll come here.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, have them, you know, as part of their, you know, you see the venue, see where things are going on, and then show them the school, and maybe they can sit in on a class or audit, or even set it up so they could join in briefly, which would be really cool.
We do that. Yeah, we do clinics.
Some of the visiting artists, definitely.
And the visiting artists, it would be really cool because this way the students and professors can see this and know what's going on and what's going on, because they may not always see everything that's going on.
Right, and sometimes we'll have musicians that are playing other venues. Like last week we had Marty Stewart, who did a clinic for the students, who has an amazing history and is an incredible player, who was playing that night at the Sinclair. I heard that was a mind-blowing show. So we will also have artists coming in that are not just playing at Berklee, but a very cool opportunity for the students to meet some of these, you know, legacy acts, things like that.
And some of the artists that do come in to play either the Red Room or Berklee Performance Center, they will visit classes, as you just said, and give clinics, and then they certainly will see the campus as well.
And you never know. They may hear somebody as they're going through the halls and say,
absolutely,
sound great on my next album.
Yeah.
Or, when you're finished, contact me. And, you know,
students get pulled out before they're finished. They'll get invited to go on tour with some of these artists, so that happens a lot, too.
How does the school handle that?
Oh, we handle it well with media relations behind it, such as Margot. We'll make sure we're spreading the word because, you know, we want everyone to know the success of the students.
But if a student is pulled out in the middle of, you know, I don't mean right out of the classroom and just taken out.
Yes.
You know, but which
it's
really,
not like that exactly.
No, but it really would be cool, you know, hey, we're short, you know, handed, you know. But are they able to come back and continue where they left off without any issues? You know, I know that's not really what we're talking about, but I think that's an interesting thought for anybody who may be listening who's planning on visiting Berklee.
Kind of like a work study.
You know, the conservatory, and then, you know, afraid that if I end up going on tour or playing somewhere, that they're not going to be able to go back.
No, they have the option to come back, for sure.
And we always want them to graduate.
It looks good, yes. But
sure, they can take a semester off or do what they want as long as they're in good standing and come back.
Well, that's the best way to keep them in good standing.
That's right.
Is letting them go and then having them come back and bring more people with them.
The question I was going to ask, I don't know if you know this, at the school, do they basically focus on, okay, you're a musician, you have all this knowledge and you're progressing as a musician, how to deal with clubs or venues or, you know, or joining a group? Do they have stuff that addresses that at all?
Well, the music business management major, I think, addresses that a lot. How to, you know, be a business person in the industry.
Yeah. Right.
So everybody should take those classes.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
The reason I ask that, because we live in the age where music is given away for free. And, you know, a lot of things, it's expected a musician to give his time for free. And what do you do to change that if that place has that perception and other clubs don't go, well, if he's doing it, we're going to do the same. And it's kind of a tough situation for a lot of musicians. You know, we're giving our music away for free on the internet. And, you know, clubs are saying, well, you can play here and you promote yourself. You can put some CDs in a corner or something to sell. It's a tough road to hoe, as they say.
Right, but it's not right. And musicians should not be performing for free. And venues should be paying them.
Yeah. So. Do you ever see in the future where we would have a musicians union that would enforce something like that? Or I don't want to get into too much politics, but do you promote that people become in the union?
I know that there are other countries that have fantastic models on how to support the arts,
yeah,
so that it's viable for musicians to be playing and they do get paid like a job. We're a little behind in many areas.
Yeah,
because
I know.
But again, we won't go into politics.
Yes, yes.
Well, I've had a few artists who, you know, are. Make sure they're listed with ASCAP and BMI, so they get paid for the play of their music. And
it seems to be an issue where a friend of mine, a well-known Boston artist, you know, she's played Fenway Park. She has recordings out. She showed on Facebook several months ago. She got a check for 3 cents. My band, who's been around for 30 years, we got a check for $1.79. I don't know how many plays because they don't tell
this
you.
This was for streaming?
Yes.
Right.
You know? It's a tough business.
There is an initiative at Berkeley through Panos, right, that they're trying to really study the whole streaming aspect and how musicians can get paid fairly. And it's a pretty big deal, a program that's just starting or has been in the works for a while.
Yeah, the Open Music Initiative.
Open Music Initiative.
It would be, because you have, I mean, you know, all the countries in the world playing a lot of music from the States besides their own, and you never know. I mean, you know, when 1 billion people listens to your music, you know, or it could be 10 people, but you want to know and you want to be properly compensated. And also know that maybe I need to put out another album, or maybe there's something else I have to do, or maybe I need to go back to Berkeley and make some more connections that, you know.
The whole landscape of music, as we talked about, has changed. In the past, you know, my band or friends' bands would play, like, say, a major place, and you'd have the deli platter, and you'd have a guest list, and you'd have drink tickets, and you would get paid a set amount or a percentage, depending on where in order you play. And I have friends' bands that have walked away the night, end up owing money to the club.
That's terrible.
That's wrong.
Our number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So, who do we have next?
I think we have Damn Tall Buildings, which is a local band. They're all acoustic, sort of roots, bluegrass. They describe themselves as gorilla roots. and they have a new album coming out. It's called Good Enough. It was recorded live, actually, at Berkeley's Cafe 939, and it's coming out on Burncore Records. And Burncore is the Berkeley Internet Radio Network's label. So what they do is they'll record a performance live at Cafe 939.
And I believe there's 3 stations on the Berkeley...
Five
now,
actually,
wow.
Actually, yes.
All web-based, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, exactly. So
why don't we go to the track? So... nobody misses out on hearing the band.
Yes, okay.
Well, I'm buried in the carpet. There's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, 'cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, 'cause you sold me out again. shake you down. Well, there's colors on the border. All my love is paper thin. Hell, the love's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and they shake just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger. There's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down. Sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light, it's not the problem. It's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen. There's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let them shake you down.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Margo.
And they are from Berklee School of Music, and the other school is?
It's Berklee College of Music and the Boston Conservatory.
Conservatory, the new name. And, yes. And you promote the concert series there.
Correct.
Yes. And we were talking off air about different things and connections and stuff like that and where stuff can get played. And we're hoping that we make some good connections for you guys, and it'll help us, and it'll help the music community.
That's great.
Yeah,
yes,
thank
yes.
Thank you.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, working together. And got a lot of great artists coming in.
Yeah,
we're barely even touching, not even the outside of the surface.
Right.
And, you know, we'll have you back in with more. And, of course, on my What's Happening page,
yeah,
I'll make sure to post the upcoming artists.
Great.
And then you can go to my page or to your page, which is?
Berklee.edu/events. And I encourage all your listeners to check it out. We have so many concerts coming up all the time, and they are all ages. And they're all affordable and very eclectic and
family friendly.
We have touring artists coming in all the time, especially the Red Room this summer. We'll have quite a few shows. The BPC gets a little more quiet in the summer, but the Red Room at Cafe 939, which is at 939 Boylston Street, some unbelievable shows. I believe you're about to play Ruth B, who is playing on the 20th of May, and she has really blown up. I believe that this will be her last time in a venue of this size. The Red Room is a 200 capacity room, and I see her future as probably being in much, much bigger venues. And that's one of the exciting things about the Red Room, is quite often we'll have a band or an artist come in, and it'll be their last time in a venue like that. The next time will be in the House of Blues or something like that. So it's exciting.
So I'm going to go to
Ruth B. And this is a track that people may have heard because it's been getting a bit of play. It's called Lost Boy.
This is WMFO in Medford.
Time when
I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. And for always I will sing, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
That was really a great song.
Isn't that beautiful?
Absolutely.
WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to What's Happening with...
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Susan.
And I'm Margo.
And let everybody know where you're from again and how to reach you.
We're from Berklee College of Music. And you can find out more about upcoming events at berklee.edu/events. And right. berklee.edu/BPC? No, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back very soon.
Thank you for
having us.
Thank you for supporting local music.
Thank you.
And appreciate what you do on air. It's great.
That's what it's all about.
This is What's Happening. We're on every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock at WMFO on air and web streaming. Hope to be back next week at the same time.
Happy Mother's Day next week, earlier in the day.
Okay. Until then, see you.
See you.